it is, the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is Rob Zombie. I think he's fascinating, you know.
Yeah, Rob Zombie?
Yes, he's a filmmaker as well as a musician. Now, I don't know. Yeah, this sounds like it's garbage.
Absolutely, it's garbage.
However, excuse me, Rob Zombie.
Margaret, you know, just hold on. You're not supposed to do...
Don't interrupt me, Phil.
You're not supposed to do a review of it. Just get into the show. We can talk about it.
Whatever. This is Rob Zombie. I'm Margaret Gray. That's General Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Galen Shaw. What do you mean, that?
Are you all done?
Yes.
This is Rob Zombie. You know what? You just carved another one. I was all set to talk about Rob Zombie.
What about Rob Zombie?
There, that's what about him. You happy?
That was great.
Well,
all we want to do is get into the show, and then you can...
The song is called Long Dead Girl. That's what I feel like. I'm here and I'm dead. Dead inside.
All right, welcome to the show, Phil Henry Show, Rob Zombie, and it's called Living Dead Girl.
What is it called?
Living Dead Girl.
Yeah, right there, see? Don't you read too good?
I read fine, clown.
Hey! Come on. Dropped my pills.
What do you mean you dropped your pills? That's aspirin.
Those are my pills.
Well,
Dad, why are they in here?
I don't know. You brought them in.
You brought those in, Phil. Do you think people are bringing your pills in, your meds?
Yeah, Phil. Keep your meds someplace else. I had them here because I picked them up in the mail. All right, welcome anyway, folks. My meds.
Well, what are they?
Those are pain pills for my shoulder, which, by the way, I'm doing a show tonight without the sling on that you saw me wearing.
Well, you had the sling. You said you were in pain. And, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah, and the whole deal.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what the problem was.
I've got some kind of a pinched nerve in this shoulder, so it was painful. And so I had to wear that sling. And
what's the sling do?
It supports the arm, so you're not, you know, using it too much. And it's...
And it's painful.
And it's painful, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, okay, so you're not... So what's the point?
No, what are you trying to say?
I'm doing it, the show here... And it's painful, you know.
All right, Phil, you know, you can tell your problems to the preacher on your way out, okay? We're all here under duress. This is not a pleasant experience for any of us. But we come here...
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's not a pleasant experience? You tell me you're in agony here?
Well, Phil, there are more fun things to do in this world of ours than sit here and jawjack it with you about all this clown stuff, you know?
Yeah, a lot of topics sometimes is weird and everything.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of the topics is weird and everything, huh?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but somebody, like, today, right. Today, what do we got on the, what is it, Margaret?
Today, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump, and allegedly, there is this vile rumor about prostitutes look, I'm not a big Donald Trump fan.
All right, Margaret, we'll get into that.
I'm not a big Donald Trump fan. And believe me, there's no one in this world that would love it more if it were true, but we don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah.
And don't God you...
Hey, well, not me.
Not you.
I didn't start a pee rumor.
Yeah, I gotta admit, that pee rumor started independent of us.
The pee rumor started independent of you. Yeah, well, I flipped on Twitter today. I just went online and I saw that there was this thing about how if somebody somewhere said the British intelligence had this information that Donald Trump had used a bedroom at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow and had prostitutes urinating on this bed, which was supposedly the same bed that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama stayed in. I mean, the entire thing makes Trump sound like he's psychotic.
Yes, and I'll tell you, as I said, no one would be more... no one would skip and sing and skip along and go... You know, what are you looking at?
Oh, my God damn.
Yeah, looks kind of freaked out.
Yeah, this is freaked out.
Hold on, Margaret, will you?
I don't like people looking at me and laughing.
Yeah, you're all going...
That's right, bud. That's exactly what I did. Got a problem with that? You.
No, we don't.
Margaret, look, you can skip and be happy if Donald Trump is peeing on prostitutes. Wow. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
What are you intimating, anyway?
You're the one that said it.
Yeah, you said...
Bud, why don't you just keep out of this?
Thank you, Phil. For once, you intercede before it gets its head kicked in.
Before it?
Yes, it.
God, that's a hell of a way to fine thank you do.
A fine thank you do?
I mean, a fine how do you do?
All right, in any event, what I was going to say...
Jesus, what a weird...
All right, what I was going to say is that this is a strange... I forget.
Well, it's a very strange rumor.
All right, well, here, what we have on this whole thing, and was the talk of Twitter, and of course, you know, everybody's very adult about this. You bring up people urinating, and suddenly, you know, you're right, it's just a big giggle fest, and everyone starts to... What?
Well, you went like this, you went, it sounded as if you were having some...
Difficulty in breathing.
Yes, difficulty in breathing.
No, I'm not having any difficulty in breathing.
All right, well, that's what it sounded like.
Well, it's fine. But never mind, folks. All right.
No, finish the thought, Phil, for God's sake.
All right, I'll finish the thought.
Yeah?
But don't sit there and go, it sounds like you're having a hard time breathing. I was mocking the giggling that I heard today, you know.
What did you, well, you didn't hear it, you read it.
Yeah, you read the giggling, Mr. Henry.
The giggling that I read today on Twitter, I was mocking it because it seems like it's not very adult of us to be tittering about all of this stuff. And let's go over to traffic now. It's Bob Bacon and the guys out there. Find out what is happening in the highways, in the byways, on them and about. Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Hey, all right. Now we got boiled out freeway on the single on the goddamn freeway. And if you're out there, cab, make sure of them. Too far, two lanes. Down the front side, there's a freight pipe out there. I don't know if you've seen one of these things like that. It stands up on him, and it'll just go, yeah. You know, driving up by that thing. So I got the freight pipe down on the Harbor Freeway. And then you're going north of the 110 and get about Drew Lane McLean and lay claim to Bob Lane. I'm going there anyway. Skype away.
Hi, Bob. I'm laying down the freight pipe. And when I'm laying up there, it looks like the big pipe. I'm wearing a pair of back lannies. Now, you ever seen a freight pipe wearing back lannies? You know the back man around back lanny and back lanny. So I'm Sky Baby Boy Sweet Pan. My mommy knows it was a dog. That's what I was. I don't come to it. I don't know what that was. Talk about that.
Black panties for me? Oh, you shouldn't have done that, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, Sky Baby Sweetan. For me, black panties.
Miller Foo Bar here for the Foo Bar. It's light, it's compact, it tastes delicious. We use carob, we use artificial sweeteners, we use all of those ingredients that make a wonderful, wonderful candy bar suddenly taste like something that you pulled right out of a duck's ass. Yes, it's the Foo Bar. It's Miller's Foo Bar. I have investigated the very finest ingredients that money can buy. I put them into a candy bar and kept that for myself. The secondary stuff, the stuff that tasted like it came out of a duck's ass, I put into the Miller Foo Bar, and I'm selling it directly to you. Now you can have the Miller Foo Bar without going into a store, without bothering and having people breathing on you, having the lady at the cash register asking you about that beautiful brooch you're wearing, and a lot of other crap. All you have to do is sit on your dead ass at home, wait for the mailman to show up. He'll go, did you order this 16 cases of Foo Bars because you think you're going to lose weight that way? And you'll say,
yes, I did.
And the next thing, oh, forget it. Miller Foo Bar is a smart ass. We took his advertising because we thought he had a good product, but now we find that he sits and giggles all day long. No, we will not have that. We don't want his money. Well, yes, we do. The Miller Foo Bar. Buy it now at Boxley's.
Ring-a-ding, ding, 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 ding. Wash your clothes in ring-a-ding.
The ring-a-ding detergent is one that is formulated to make sure you and your clothes are happy at the end of the day. You put on a pair of underwear, that's you. But the underwear, how does it feel about it? With ring-a-ding detergent, you're both happy, smiling, and gleeful.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding, ding, ding.
Ring-a-ding detergent. How about those socks? How about that underwear? How about those pairs of pants? How about that underwear? How about that shirt? How about that? Who gives a shit about the underwear?
I'm the underwear. I care about me.
Okay, Mr. Underwear. All of your clothing is in and of itself benign. It's dead. It doesn't live. It doesn't walk around. But in its own way, it is alive. And if it could talk to you, it would say,
wash me and ring-a-ding.
Who are you?
I'm the underwear.
Hi, I'm the socks. Hi, I'm your hat. I don't put a hat in a washing machine. You do me. You're starting today. Fuck you. You dirt... Punch out your hat, kick the shit out of your underwear, maybe even make fun of your socks. But always use ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding!
World-famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California.
Oh, I love Robert Trump.
Robert Trump.
That's Robert Plant. I'm sorry, I said Robert Plant. And what did I say? I said Robert... it's Robert Trump.
No, it is not Robert Trump.
It's not, Phil.
Yeah, of course, Robert Plant, formerly of the Zeppelin.
Oh, the Led Zeppelin, yes. Well, who was Donald Trump now?
Yeah, Donald Trump. Welcome back to the program.
Well, I tell you, Robert Plant, if he ever hears you, wow.
Yeah, get that one wrong.
It's an easy mistake. Don't give me a hard time. That's an easy mistake you could make.
All right, we got Kurt Quady on the line with us from Charleston, West Virginia. Kurt is a state senator from the great state of... West Virginia, but he is also a guy who's going to, from time to time, weigh in on other issues. And usually we're hearing Kurt with Guy. I guess Guy is not with us
today, or he's not with you today, Kurt, huh?
No. Guy right now, I think he still has some work in the Capitol building, Phil, but this is an area of interest for me, and I don't think Guy really want to talk about it.
Well, you know, you're a state legislator in West Virginia, Kurt. This is General Shaw.
How you doing, General?
I'm good, and I'm not saying that you don't have a right to comment, but I think it's curious that Phil would have you on as the primary voice of comment on the whole Donald Trump issue.
What are we going to call this?
I'll tell you what we call it. So, and first of all, let me address what you said there, General.
I'm not trying to put you down or anything.
No, I know that, but, well, yes, you are.
Well, no, I'm not.
Now, in a way, it feels like you are because you don't think I have the right. And, you know, a lot of that's been going on Twitter. I saw some of the communication. One of my favorite country artists of all time, Travis Tritt.
I love Travis Tritt.
You know any of his music?
Not really, no.
Well, neither do I, but I do like his music, but I don't know it. And Travis Tritt was saying, what is with all you celebrities with the big fat mouth going blah, blah, blah? And a lot of people, I think, agree. Would you agree with that, General?
Well, the celebrities weighing in with their opinions? Yeah, to a degree, I think too many of them, but I guess prominent people are going to do that.
Yeah, what do you think, Phil?
The same thing. I mean, prominent people are going to do that. Some so-called celebrities are paid to give their opinions, like if they're commentators, you know.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what I said to Kurt, to Guy. I'm Kurt. And I said to Guy, when I look in the mirror tomorrow, I go, I'm Kurt. And I'm going to go see Guy in a few minutes. And the other part of me says, yes, you are. You know.
Got it. Shut up, psycho.
Well, you call it anything you want. I love the pair on this kid. Saying I'm psycho and that guy comes from nothing but bad heaven, you know.
All right, so getting back here to Donald Trump.
Yeah, getting to Donald Trump. What I call, I think, well, somebody said, what are you going to call this?
Well, I don't want to spend the entire day saying waterworks, golden showers, this ridiculous stuff. Oh, what an ass.
Hey! Hey, bud, knock it off.
You were begging for it there.
Look at son, just sit down, will you? Don't sit waterwork.
I...
Now, man, sit down, shut up.
Cad! To sit there and talk about a waterwork.
Bud.
Hey, Bud, do you want to work here?
Yes, sir.
Then shut up. And because Margaret says waterworks.
That's the only thing.
And what if I'd said golden showers?
Well,
see what I mean?
Yeah, get your hands off of him.
Well, I tell you, if you guys are having a kind of a family squabble there, I can blow, man. I'll make it some other time you don't want.
Well, I want to talk to you, but I have to deal with so many different things. So what do you call this if we're not calling it the waterworks?
I didn't say anything.
Good. And we're not calling it golden showers. What are you calling it?
Well, I mean, look, let's be adult about this. If it's an issue involving the so-called president-elect of the United States of America, you have to find a way to talk about this, and you got to find a way to talk about lickety-split. And so what we call is just saying they go into the bathroom, you know. Think about that.
Going to the bathroom?
Yeah, I mean, that's what most people will say. I got to go to the bathroom. So you're not going to... Donald Trump was in Moscow, and he hired some prostitutes to go to the bathroom on him.
You think that is...
Beats the hell out of Golden Shore. Go ahead. You go on a TV show. And I know guys said to me they want to talk to me on a local cable channel 13 here in Charlestown, West Virginia. And I said, well, I'm going to go on. They said, now, don't use waterworks. I said, I'm going to say Donald Trump, like they went to the bathroom on him. And they're like, that's fine, you know.
You're telling me that was all right. That passed the censors on TV?
That's exactly right. So I went on channel 13 here on our cable access here in West Virginia, Charlestown, West Virginia. I said, well, the word we've got now, because everyone's going, what the hell going on, you know? And I said, well, the word we got now is Donald Trump hired a prostitute to go to the bathroom on him. Yeah. And...
No, so you didn't do that, did you?
Yes, I did do that.
You went, yeah.
Look, Margaret, I didn't say that exactly, but...
Well, why did you say that?
I'm just emphasizing that it's a West Virginia trained to emphasize things. And I think before you start to criticize, you should understand the culture.
I don't think there's anything to understand about the culture where you go, Donald Trump hired some prostitutes to go to the bathroom on him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know you don't want to be disrespectful.
Look, am I here on a program to talk about what I want to talk about? Or do I got to talk about what they want to talk about?
I want you to talk about what you want to talk about, but people are going to comment on what it is that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you can talk about what you want to talk about. We talk about what we want to talk about. And you're going to talk about it.
What the hell?
All right. Let me just... So, go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Kurt. Now, where was I?
You went on Channel 13 in Charlestown, West Virginia.
Yeah. So I said the problem we got here is apparently the story leaked out, and the host went, and I said, "Well, you lie." They said, "You said leak." And they're all looking at me, and the guy's wearing glasses. He's kind of a skinny dork, a real dork and a half. I tell you.
All right, so we're talking here, by the way, with Kurt Queedy.
Well, hold on. What are you doing?
That sounds to me like you're lost for words. I'm just telling people, Kurt Queedy here from the West Virginia State Legislature on the current rumors about Donald Trump.
Right. Well, what I was going to say is, now I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about when you went on this show and the host was a long drink of water or something?
Yeah, he was a real dork. He said, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, it leaked out." And as soon as I said leak, he goes, and I said, "If this is the way you're going to play this, man, I got other things to do. I got bigger fish to fry. I got places to go and people to see. I got to see a man about a dog, you know."
What does that mean, you got to see a man about a dog?
Look, it's just a figure of speech. That's what they say down south.
It's something they say down south.
Yeah, it's just something we say. But look, Margaret, to your question, I'm there on a TV show, and I said, "Well, look, Donald Trump, there's alleged that they were going to the bathroom on him." And he said, "Who?" I said, "Well, right now, at that time, we didn't know." I said, "But it's alleged in Moscow, Donald Trump, you know, who's the president-elect of the United States. And he had a guy go to the bathroom on him." He said, "A guy?" I said, "Well, no, I don't mean a guy. I'm talking about a woman. I say a guy."
"Well, now, why would you say a guy if you mean a woman?"
"Because I'm just saying, you know, it's just... It's kind of West Virginia speak for a woman. But we say we call everybody a guy, you know."
"Well, all right, go ahead."
So I said, "Now, Donald Trump barely had a bunch of guys come in and pee all over his..." I didn't say pee, but a bunch of guys come in, and they went to the bathroom all over the place. And the host goes, he goes, "They go to the bathroom all over the place. That's a what do they call that?"
"Oxymoron."
"Yeah, it's oxymoronic because it's a contradiction in terms." See what I'm saying?
All right.
So just to finish up the point, I said, "What do you want from me, man?" I said, "Well, what?" I said, "As far as we know, Donald Trump," and then the word came in, "hired some prostitutes to go to the bathroom all over him, and that makes it clean and more acceptable to the human race, you know."
"Clean and more acceptable, huh? That's the filthiest thing I've ever heard."
"I have to agree. What you just said there..."
"Well, now, I want to know in what specific terms..."
"Well, what he just said there was as dirty as it gets."
"You're talking about going to the bathroom all over him."
Hold on. Just remember that where I was. I was in the middle of a TV station. I'm being interviewed about a very fast-breaking story. All right, and they said, "Well, you know, what do you know? What do you say?" I said, "All right, blow up." And these people asking me questions one after the other, rapid fire. I said, "They went to the bathroom all over the man, and they had a whole bunch of women laid on the floor, and they went to the bathroom on him, you know." And I said, "Well, that was clean enough." And they went, "Yeah, that'll work for me."
I don't believe if you said to them that they were going to the bathroom all over him, and then they said that's clean enough for us. It doesn't sound, especially a station in West Virginia.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? People in West Virginia, but wow, we all a bunch of tight asses, can't get a straw through the crack of the ass.
Wait, I want to ask a question. Never mind whether you said that they've gone to the bathroom. The truth, the veracity of this thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That is the bigger issue, yes.
Yeah, we'll find out if it's true if they went to the bathroom.
Well, that's what I asked. I asked Sudie Powell, who's a news director over at Channel 13, when they took a commercial break. I wandered over into the newsroom. I said, "What do you got on this, Sudie? Because I'm going to sit here. I'm going nuts talking to these dumbasses you got." He said, "Right now, I can't. What we got is Donald Trump. Someone went to the bathroom on him." I said, "What are you talking about?"
"What?"
"Yeah, that's. I said." He said, "That's what I got." I said, "Well, give me some specifics, man." He said, "We got no verification. We got nothing. All we know is that 4chan.
4chan? Are you putting me on?"
"Oh, you didn't know that. Yeah, that's where all of this stuff came from."
"Yeah, well, 4chan sometimes has good stuff."
"Oh, 4chan ain't got no good stuff. The only thing happening over on 4chan is a whole bunch of people spanking it. You know, that's a circle jerk from way, way back. Excuse my French."
"Now, all right, so what is 4chan, by the way?"
"Oh, it's a cesspool over there on the internet. All kinds of rumors, all kinds of horse dung."
"Yeah, it's pretty much a place where a lot of this stuff, this anonymous false news starts, etc."
"Well, all right, so I told Sudie, I said, all I know is the word come down to me this afternoon about 2:30, someone went to the bathroom on him." And he goes, "Who?" I said, "Who do you think he thought we're talking about, Robert Trump or Donald Plant? Who is that guy? God damn it."
"We played the song by Robert Plant."
"Oh, yeah, Donald Trump." He said, "Who?" I said, "You never heard of Donald Trump?" He said, "Well, you said Robert Plant." So for about a half an hour, the newsroom was putting out that Robert Plant, some girl went to the bathroom on him. And everybody go, well, that happens probably. That's probably a good Friday night for Robert Plant.
You're kidding me.
What? No, it didn't really happen.
A girl went to the bathroom on Robert Plant.
No, they made a mistake with the news.
I know they made the mistake. The fact that they actually... All right, we're talking to...
Actually what?
That they actually reported it.
They sure did. You want to know why? Because they're very good news people. And
if you're a good news person, you vet, and by vet, that's the new word, but what you do is you make sure you verify the best of your ability that this is accurate information. You've got to have confirmation from more than one source. It's preferable to have a witness, if possible. The sources that you have should be considered credible by you. And by that, what I mean by that is believable. And you should have multiple sources. I mean, this is the kind of thing. And the reason why we don't have that anymore is because everybody wants to rush and get this information out there no matter what. This all started with our good, close, personal friend, Matt Drudge. Matt is a cat that put this kind of, he didn't put false news on the map. But what he did do is report this news without as much verification as he might have, because he knew that if it wasn't true, it wasn't true. And that was sort of the philosophy.
Well, to talk about Matt Drudge.
All right, Phil, you can drop Matt Drudge's name all you want. The fact that...
Dropping his name? I'm saying that Matt Drudge, that was the philosophy.
All right, well, Linda, you got some of these other jackballs picking up and running with it. They've got nothing but chowder, and I mean Manhattan clam chowder, between the ears.
Right there, what the man said there. You got Matt Drudge, one thing. All right? Matt Drudge, one thing. That man... probably everything come out of his mouth gold from one time to another, because we know that Matt Drudge has scooped a lot of stories. No, Matt Drudge has done the do and the funky chicken too. But what Matt Drudge can do, half of these jackass, and you see them all, you know, they got their little news site and their blog. They wouldn't know whether the sun's coming up in the morning. They couldn't tell you what color socks they're going to wear. They can't even predict their own bodily functions up to at least within 5 minutes of when they're going to have the next bowel movement. You see what I'm saying, Phil? Phil?
Yes, I hear you.
Sorry, that one a little hard?
It was a little harsh, yes.
All right. But you understand what I'm saying. So that's why we got to round the edges off on that.
Well, what you're telling me is that there are not everybody can do this kind of reporting and as well as Matt Drudge did that kind of reporting. But be that as it may, people are doing it now, and it doesn't matter. They got to scoop somebody. They want to make sure they're the first ones out there with news, whether it's true or not.
Well, this information appears to be true only from the standpoint...
Now, how can you say that it appears to be true?
Well, it seems credible, given the fact that they sat the Ritz-Carlton, that there were a number of women going to the bathroom all over this man. Trump wasn't seen the following day. He wasn't seen by any. He wasn't even seen by his wife. No one saw him. No one knew where he was. Well, it turned out he's in a hotel room, and they're going to the bathroom on him. And people, he was expected to be at a function that night. It was going to be a large 20-person banquet given by the Russian state house for Donald Trump business. And they couldn't find him. They find no head to hear him. Turned out he's up in the room. They're going to the bathroom on him. The next day, he's supposed to be a... I think he was going to Moscow Zoo.
Well, I got the point already, okay? This guy spent how many days with them going to the bathroom on him?
Well, it's what I can tell.
By the way, this is not even close to being family-friendly, this kind of thing.
It's a heck of a lot better than me saying he's up there in his room and they're just, oh, man.
All right, don't say it. We're talking to, Kurt Quidy about Donald Trump.
Well, hold on. But what I'm saying is 3 days running, 4 days actually, went to the Moscow Zoo. They said, well, where's Donald Trump? I don't know. They found him. They kicked the door in. Someone's going to the bathroom on him. They kicked in.
What do you mean they kicked the door in?
Well, they're knocking on the hotel door. There's no answer. But they finally forced it open. There was a model, and they said, Dave Chief from Sports Illustrated, I don't know. And she was going to the bathroom on him. Next day, they kicked in the door. They saw, I think it was a guy.
All right, never mind, because now we're getting into a lot of horse dung.
I'm talking about a guy. Are you kidding me? A guy was going to the bathroom and everything?
Oh, will you stop it, bud, before I cave your face in?
I'm just saying to you, these are rumors.
All right, well, there's a lot of rumor reporting, which I do not like. There's a lot of this stuff. And I think if we're doing any service to our listeners, it's to say to them the following thing. You can have all kinds of fun. But if you want truth, you know, it cuts both ways. I know there's a lot of people who engage in false news to attack, say, the left.
Well, it cuts both ways. This news can be engaged in to attack the right. In this case, it is it if it is false news, and I, you know...
What do you think, Phil?
I think it's entirely possible. Entirely possible. Although I did see David Korn write in Mother Jones, you know, that he thought that he had checked this stuff out.
Oh, give me a break with Mother Jones, very, very left wing. I mean, I love Mother Jones. I love David Korn, but come on.
You know what do you say right there? That is a very left wing publication. And what are you going to say? That although they said, well, what if the right wing one did?
Well, is there a so-called right-wing publication that has given credulity to this story?
Well, there's one blog, and it's called the New York blog of political opinion. I got it right here. New York blog of political opinion. They are very, very right-wing, very right-wing. And the headline here is, they went to the bathroom on them. This is a column on.
What is this?
It's called a New York blog of opinion, public opinion, very right-wing. I've been reading myself a couple of years just to try to stay up on what a lot of these right-wingers are thinking. And the column is, they went to the bathroom on him. Well, here it is. Did they go to the bathroom on Donald Trump? They went to the bathroom on him, lickety-split, right here. And
What are you talking about? Is that the title of it?
Yeah, the title of it is, did they go to the bathroom on him? They went to the bathroom on him.
That's the title of the column?
Yeah.
And so they conclude it's true?
No, they conclude that they don't know. You know,
But why are they saying, why do you say it's true?
Because I didn't say it was true, man. You know, I just said it.
Yeah, but the headline, did they go to the bathroom? Yeah, they went to the bathroom.
Man, I didn't understand anything you just said.
Bud is saying that the headline, did they go to the bathroom? Yeah, they went to the bathroom. Sounds like they concluded that.
No, what they concluded was the conversation around it is so nuts. It's so, excuse me for saying, so mentally retarded. And the writers dealing with this are retarded, you know, not really, but that very confusing headline from the New York Political Opinion blog. So saying they went to the bathroom on Donald Trump, man, you smile when you say they went to the bathroom on Donald Trump. That's another one. And
what is that?
That's another column in the same one.
All right. You know what I'd love is to get a copy of this thing.
Go outside and pick one up.
It's in New York, man. It's online. You don't have to go outside. I mean, if you do go outside, you got to go outside in New York. But you could go online and probably get it.
Is there any difference between... What do you mean outside?
I think they have their own news box. I wouldn't buy a news box. You go by the one, Rudy?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Gotta go to that bathroom.
Yeah, the Rudy said he went by a news box, and there was New York blog, and it says, gotta get that, you know, it says, get bathroom, and they got a toilet seat up and everything. So...
All right, thank you very much, Quirt.
Quirt? Jesus.
Kurt Quady and not Guy Barton, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What happened there?
I'm done with the guy. That's what happened there.
I wanted to hear more about the blog and the headline. What is it?
Yeah, it's in the headline with the toilet seats up.
But I don't know. You know, don't get too interested in these things, all right?
And what is that supposed to mean? And watch what you say.
I'm just saying it sounds like you're, wow, you know, go to the bathroom all over the guy.
You are you know something's...
Hold on.
Stop.
Oh, look at her. You think you're going to throw down with me? Think again, my little sister.
What a dick.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, break it up, man.
Tell me to break it up.
Miles and miles and miles of freeway. That's right, the Belco Wendel car. When you come to Belco Wendel car, you are wending a car that is one of the top Wendel cars in all of the Wendel car business. And that's why we say miles and miles of freeway is for you at Belco Wendel car. Belco Wendel car. We apologize for the Elmer Fudd sounding, well... You said you wouldn't say anything. Krippner's Kitchen Snacks, for the kid in all of us.
Hey, Mom, I'm at a Krippner Kitchen Snack.
Are you the kid in me, or are you a real kid?
I'm your kid.
Sometimes it's very hard for me to discern between the kid in me who likes those Krippner Kitchen Snacks or the kid that I actually had. The kid that I actually had is 31, and that's what he sounds like. But it's okay. It's all right. He's going to be good. He's taking some classes. He's going to therapy. There's rehab. There's things that they can do for people like that.
Krippner's Kitchen Snacks. They taste delicious, and they come in the handy 7-pack. One for each finger. Well, if you're that kid.
Krippner's Kitchen Snack. Hang a lanyard.
That's the kid in me. That wasn't my kid.
Krippner's Kitchen Snack.
That's my kid.
All right, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, this is one of do.
What is this song?
This is Roxy. I loved it. I haven't heard this one in a long time.
Welcome back, folks. We've got Dr. Ed Elcott's going to join us here. We also have Stephen Bozell, if we get to it. Dr. Elcott from the Elcott Redeemery in upstate New York. And it's always fun to have the good doc on, you know, because he's kind of just a spiritual break in the events of man and time and all of that.
I like talking to Ed because he anchors us.
Deb, talk about Elcott the next step.
That's what we're going to talk about here with Dr. Ed Elcott here from Wampaw. Dr. Elcott, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much, Phil, for taking this moment to spend a little time with the good doctor.
Dr. Elcott, you still do Elcott the next step?
That is the faith. That is the that is the liturgy that I adhere to. Yes, Elcott the next step. And we've had we've had a very remarkable weekend here with our new novitiates and initiates. And I've also had a time that I wanted to talk with Phil about.
Now, I know that you, this is a personal issue, isn't it?
It is a personal issue, yeah.
What is it?
Well, I have a gambling problem. And the gambling problem that I have...
Now, you've shed your ego. You're priesterly.
Well, I'm a priesterly, but I'm not an overlord. My OLS status, that is overlord status, has been retarded. That is a term we use. It has been retarded. It has adhered to the spot in time and space where it is because I gambled, and the overlords got wind of me dropping $3,000. Man.
Oh, boy. On what?
I bet Alabama in the national championship football game.
Oh, they lost, didn't they?
She's asking me, I'm talking to a lady.
Hey, Dr. Elcott.
I'm very sorry, Margaret.
You seem distracted, and that's very unlike you. You are a priesterly North. You're this close to becoming an overlord.
That is true. And then came the championship game. So I have been, and I wanted you to know first, Phil, and I wanted your listeners to know, because you've been so very kind to me. I have been rolled back, and essentially I have been marched backward. And that is, when you are facing forward, you must march backward, both physically and mentally. So I was put in the middle of a boulevard here in Wampaw, wearing a bathing suit, and I was then told, Elcar, no, and that means go back, go back. You are telling Elcar, which is the devil in my faith, in our faith, in Elcar the next step. And I was told, Elcar, no.
Right.
And then I went backward. I walked backwards for 5 miles to the Redeemery.
Now you're walking backwards down a main drag, is that it?
Yeah, you're walking backwards down the highway, yes. And this is a two-lane highway. It's not a superhighway, but it is a two-lane. And the speed limit there is about 60. So...
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Elcott. Where are you walking? Are you on the double yellow line?
Well, it's the only place where you think you can walk where you're going to be safe. You can see oncoming, but if it's coming up from behind you, and there have been a great many priesterlies who were engaged in Elcar no, that is, they were rolling their egos back to give it another run at it, and they were walking backwards, that is, facing backwards, facing forward and walking backwards, or as it was explained to me in Hefner Elcott's The Big Thick One, which is the big thick pamphlet, that is our Bible, if you will, the Elcotta, which are members of Elcott, we must have two at all times on our person. They talk about having your head twisted around so far that when you're walking north, you're looking south.
All right, okay, we're talking here with...
You understand, right, Phil?
Yeah, I understand. We're talking here with...
It sounds... Well...
I understand, Dr. Elcott.
Dr. Elcott, a lot of this is very foreign to us.
Oh, I know that. I'm trying to... look at this. This is the young lady on that NFL show, baby.
All right, hey...
You sound like you're distracted in more ways than one.
I have been grounded. In Elcott, the next step, being grounded is not a good thing. Being grounded means you are sewered. Now, if you lose, and not only lose, but if you just abandon your ego, and you are living on in a dirt floor shack, that is a good thing. But if you are sewered, that means you are diving into the dirt to get further and further away from enlightenment, and that's not a good thing. You should have the big, thick one on you at all times.
What are you laughing at?
I can't help when he said a big, big, thick one.
What a...
Hey, bud, you know something?
Oh, that's very common.
Why don't you grow up?
If you don't start watching yourself, young man...
I can't help it. Talk about being big and thick.
You know, that's a very common, especially when we're dealing with these dumbasses.
All right, but you know what?
No, hold on.
I can't help when you say that.
Hold on, but I'm dealing with this. Once a week, we have, as you know, we have the Garfinkel, and these are the Garfunkel. These are the ones that are generally hired to do odd jobs around the Redeemery, but they're here to bedevil us, and they're generally about 15 years of age. And when you say, I'm going to go back to my quarters and get a hold of the big, thick one, there they are going, hoo, 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 ha, ha. And it pisses me off. Hold on just a minute. What do you want?
I'm here to the toilet.
To do the toilet? What does that mean?
Your
plunger. Oh, yeah, it's backed up. Thank you. I'm sorry, Phil, I'm in my quarters, and the toilet was backed up this morning and has been, actually, for the last 5 mornings running.
That's the fifth time I've been out here.
I know that. And I'm speaking to friends.
All right, we're talking here with Herb Sewell. Excuse me, Herb Sewell. We're talking here with Dr. Ed Elcott from the Elcott Redeemery there in Wampaw, New York. Although you were here in L.A. recently, weren't you?
Well, we were dealing with the Elcott tribe. This is a tribe of apostates that live in the San Fernando Valley. People that were in Elcott, the next step, and have since become apostate and have left, and they wander the streets of the San Fernando Valley talking about Heavener Elcott and talking about the overlords and just calling them stupid names and talking about masturbation and this kind of thing.
Now what are these? These are people that are what?
They are apostates. They are protesters. And I was just out there in Los Angeles having to deal with that.
And they're in the San Fernando Valley, huh?
That sounds almost like the Manson clan or something.
Well, no, they're not that bad, but they do tend to, yes, gravitate to the same areas like the Manson family lived up in these areas as well. So I had to go out there and deal with that, and deal with it I did.
What'd you do?
Well,
but that is very intrusive.
No, it's all right. What I did was I simply got on a flatbed truck and I gathered them around and I said, I know you are the apostates, you are the Elcott Plus, you are the Elcott Plus, and you are apostate. And I said to them, no, 1,000 times no, and I wagged my finger at them. That is the incantation. And then I did kind of a boogaloo step. Have you ever seen that hip thrust that...
The boogaloo step.
What do you mean the hip thrust?
Well, you do this kind of, you do that 3 times in each direction, because we only have 3 directions in Elcott. We have north, south, and west. We don't even think of the east. There's no point anymore in thinking east. The east is yesterday. The east, you deal with the east, you people who live in the land of the east, and you live in the land of the east, north, west, and south. But we only live in the land of the north, south, and west, and so when I do the boogaloo, I am doing it north, south, and west.
All right, we have here Dr. Ed Elcott here on the world-famous Phil Henry Shows. We talk about... Now, we wanted to just mention, you have this gambling problem, and how are you dealing with this gambling? Because you have been kicked back, as you see, you rolled back, you've been adhered. Have you lost your rank? Or
No, I'm not. I'm still a priesterly, but now the chances of me becoming an overlord are this year are 100, probably 1,000 to 1. I'm going to have to wait until 2018 now. And I worked and I sweated and I slaved, and I'm not complaining, and I want the overlords to know that. By the way, I published a picture today of one of the overseers, Winston Boogadoo.
No, his name is Winston Boneward?
Oh, that's Winston Boneberg.
That's it, Winston Boneberg.
Yes, I published a picture of Winston Boneberg, who's an overseer. Because overseers are invisible, and in this case, there you see one.
Invisibly, okay.
Well, you know, I understand you, General, not being a believer.
Well, why would I believe a guy's invisible? I can believe in a lot of things that you say, but when you say that one of these guys is invisible, a guy named Winston Boneberg, huh?
That's exactly right. Why is that hard to believe?
Well, I'm sure you understand, Dr. Elcott, that invisibility, this begins to sound like it's a science fiction book.
Oh, Dr. Elcott, I believe in it.
Well, thank you very much, bud. I appreciate that, even though your belief is not worth much.
By the way, you just went...
Well, why would you point that out?
Because you're putting bud down. What a what?
Phil, I'm sorry, bud. I didn't mean to put you down.
I mean, that's just, you know, kind of, I want to draw the line here on attacking Bud.
Hey, Phil, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, man.
Yeah, are you forgetting who I am? I am direct descendant of Heavener Elcott. He wrote the big, thick pamphlet. You little...
Hey.
I swear, Phil, by the blood of my forebears and ancestors, I will come to your studio, find Bud Dickman, and I will crucify him on a hill, high on a hill.
All right, Dr. Elcott, we've got your...
I just don't like the giggling.
I've told Bud already, when they're talking about the big, thick one...
I haven't even explained what it is.
No, I've got to explain it.
I told you what it is. The big, thick one's a pamphlet. What, you think it was my dick?
Boy, are you really on edge.
I am. I just got rolled back. I had my priestly status threatened.
Well, it is your own fault for betting, gambling, and in violation of the tenets of Elcott the Next Step.
All right, but I mean, how do you know?
Because you told us.
I bet.
How much money did you drop in that Alabama game?
$3,000.
Whoa, God. That's a lot of money. That's a problem. That's a problem. Are you doing that every weekend?
What am I doing? What every weekend?
How much money are you dropping a weekend? How much money are you dropping every weekend?
$3,000-$5,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. You can afford that.
Yes, I can afford that. It's nobody's business but my own.
You're not going to go anywhere in Elcott the Next Step when you're dropping $3,000-$5,000 on football on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Overseer Henry.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Ed Elcott, folks.
I'm telling you this because I want you all to know that I care very much for you. And I may not be...
What?
What are you saying?
You're not threatening suicide, Ed, are you? Are you threatening suicide?
I'm just saying that the pressure's mounting on me, and I may not...
All right, Bud, get a 911 over there.
Oh, give me a fucking break, will you?
Get a 911 over there.
Over where?
Well, where is he? He's in Wampaw, New York.
Oh, so I got to call 911 Wampaw?
Yes, call 911 Wampaw.
Okay.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This 911 Wampaw? Yeah, listen.
Hey, do you want to...
Yeah, listen, what do you want to do?
Hold on for a minute. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, 911 Wampaw? Are you the Wampaw? Is your name Wampaw?
Wait, give me the phone, will you? Hi, hold up. Can you hold the line for me? Thank you. What's 17th, nigga? We'll be good, bitch.
Get Wayne Gretzky if he with the bill. He just called back. He said he was kidding. Drop.
World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California is going to be right back. Damn. Have you got a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry website? If you don't, then you're missing out on the greatest value online other than porn. Other than porn, this is the greatest value online. Because what you get is 20,000 plus hours of the Phil Henry Show, which is the single greatest radio show in the history of man on this planet. You also get all of our video casts. You also get all of the miscellany like the Henry Home movies, all of our television interviews, radio interviews, television pilots and radio pilots, and a lot of the other creative endeavors of our lives, man. Plus, you get our daily podcast, and that in and of itself is an enormous repository of fun and frolicsome time. So check out the world-famous Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And get a subscription, a backstage pass for either a month or a year to our marvelous, marvelous fun and, dare I say, the cavalcade of fun that is had at our website.
Yes, it's the cavalcade of fun, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
At philhenryshow.com.
Well, there's nothing like it. If you come over to Booger Brown's, we've got the turkey, and we've got the stuffing, and we've got the mashed potatoes, and we've got the big, big drumsticks, got the chicken breast. Even though it's turkey, we call it chicken breast because people are always saying, where's the turkey breast? Where's the turkey breast? Well, we're all out. Here's some chicken breast. That fakes all the people out, and they leave because we've got a line around the block for Booger Brown's turkey and our delicious, delicious baked turkey and the hash browns and the hush puppies, too.
Come for a turkey dinner, stay for the chicken.
Booger Brown's Turkey Dinners, 6161 Clawson in downtown Venusia. Yeah. Go, man, go. I'm clogging. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. Where'd everybody go? Welcome back, Phil Henry Show. Steve Bozell. And I don't think the last time Steven filed a lawsuit, I don't think he was on the show, but we're going to talk with him right now about a lawsuit he is considering, Steve, in Corona, California. Steve, have we got him on the line there?
He's got up right there on line 3.
Okay, all right. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy? Oh, hold on for a minute.
You're out here, Phil. I got the
Hold on for...
Turn that goddamn music off, will you, please?
Oh, my God! That's Butcher Brown music!
Give a crap. Steve, how you doing?
I'm fine. And everything's gone to hell in a handbasket.
All right, hold on, Steve, for just a minute.
I got to get it done, man. All right,
Steve, what's going on, man?
I told Hutchins I did it.
You did what? I talked to him earlier. He was very, very distraught. Go slow, Steve, and tell us.
I did it, though.
All right, Steve, can you slow down? Go ahead, General.
Steve, it's General Shaw.
Sir.
All right, now calm down, son. What did you do?
I went ahead. I pulled him. I want to sue him.
So you're going to sue Hutchins?
Yes, I am. And,
All right, Phil's here, and Margaret's here, and Bud and I am. And Robert, so you're among friends. Now, tell us what happened.
I'm telling Roy Hutchins.
We know it's Roy Hutchins.
Yeah. And anyway, I told him he's my next-door neighbor, has been 31 years. Ever since I'm only 39, so he's been my next-door neighbor since I was 8, and he was 12. And then we grew up and bought the homes we were raised in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then we sold them and we moved out here.
What?
Yeah.
Look, he may be delirious.
Gotta do it now, man.
So tell us what happened.
I was in the garage. I was working on a project that I've been wanting to build, a mini set of the Avengers movie. I love that movie so much. And I left in the Avenger movie when all the superheroes come and save New York from the evil that has befallen it.
Dad, like that bitchin' movie.
Yeah, it is. Very much, Dickman. So I wanted to build a mini set of the Avenger movie with all of the superheroes. And in comes Hutchins. My garage is open to everyone. Anyone on the block, anyone on the street, anyone in town. You know, if you're driving down the street and you say, there's Steve Wozell's house, my garage is wide open to you. Come on in, sit down. I'm usually in there building something. I'm tinkering and building. I like to build the models. I build the superhero models. I just finished the one of the Wolverine. That's my 16th Wolverine model. I got them all. I got them all, man. Nobody beats me.
All right, so you're in the garage.
I'm in the garage. I'm building a mini set of New York because I want to blow it up, and it's the thing that I do.
Because you saw you love the movie Avengers, and you want to pretend like you were the evil guy.
Yeah, I just did one time I do it, and then my son can come and say, you blew up New York, and then he built, and he's the superhero. So Hutchins comes in, and as I was talking to him about the Avengers movie, I told him that when I go to see the movie, and he likes it too, I told him, and I've got my notes here, just so you know, in Dolores Blazengame, who I just got off the phone with not more than 30 seconds before you called. I mean, it was bang, bang. It was that's the timing. It was beautiful on this, Phil.
Okay.
I got my notes here. Roy Hutchins walked in here at approximately 7:25 p.m. At 7:30, I pointed to this model of New York City, and I said, see, see, see. I said it three times, and Hutchins sat down and looked at me and shrugged his shoulders and said, yes, yeah, so what? And I laugh. And then 7:35.
Well, you don't need all of that detail.
All right, but I'm just 7:35. We're talking now about the Avenger movie. At 7:37, and this is what Ms. Blazengame asked me to circle, at 7:37 I said, when the Avengers come into New York to save it, I get a smidgen, and I'm told I can use...
Dad, you can use the language if you're quoted in the news.
Go ahead.
I told Roy that I get a smidgen of a boner.
For God's sake.
Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but I want to be very accurate. Dolores Blazengame asked me to. And I'm sure that Roy Hutchins' attorney at this point will want to, too.
You tell me you're going to sue him?
So you're going to sue Roy Hutchins, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to sue Roy Hutchins. It ain't going to be the first time. I'll sue the living hell out of Roy Hutchins until he gets the message that when he laughs at me and when he looks at me and goes, ha, 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 you know, and he laughs and he does it in front of my wife, does it in front of my kids, that there's a price to pay when you laugh at me and you try to make Steve Wozell look like a fool.
All right, Steve. You know what? Can I be honest with you, man?
Yep.
When you start to cry like that, you go, you sound like a real, you know.
You sound like a dork, son.
Oh, is that right? But I'd love for you to stand here and tell a man that you think it's going to be confidential that I got a smidgen of a boner, and he goes off and tells everybody, you know.
So this is why you're suing.
Yeah, why are you suing him? Because he told everyone?
I'm suing, first of all, because when I said I get a smidgen, and I'm quoting directly, but basically what I told him is I got an erection, you know.
You got an erection when you see the movie The Avengers.
Only the part where New York is saved, and that's very important, because what Hutchins did is the first thing he did is he said, I got to go. And I said, wait, he says, I got to go to the bathroom. He made up some story, and I saw him kind of half run, half trot over to his house. And then I could hear kind of, hey, yeah, you know, honey, he gets a hard-on in the Avenger movie. Hi, hi, hi. Then I heard about five or six male voices laughing, and I saw them come out one at a time. There's Cliff Pettigrew. I saw Randy Stinson, who's one of my framing carpenters. I saw Tisdale Winken, who's one of my cement finishers, all coming out. You know,
hey, let me ask you, why are your workers hanging out with Roy Hutchins?
Because I don't have alcohol at my house. Excuse me for a minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just slow down, Mr. Bozell. You're doing good.
Thank you. I refuse to have alcohol at my house. I have soft drinks. I have Hawaiian punch. I have water. And I have soft drinks, too. And my workers are welcome to come over and have a delicious soft drink, and we'll sit around and, you know, tell, you know, we can be men, sit around and tell filthy stories, dirty stories about girls and stuff, have yourself a ginger beer, you know.
Wow, that sounds like a real night, I'll tell you.
Shit.
Well, come on, I mean, Steve.
I mean, I'm trying to do the best I can with what I got.
No, you're doing a fine job, Steve.
It's fine, Steve. Well, let's get back to this story here.
Not a story.
No, I know it's not a story, but this is you and this man, Roy Hutchins. So then what happened?
Well, then what happened, I heard him going, yeah, Bozell, blah, 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 Bozell, he gets an erection during the Avenger movie, ha, ha, ha. I saw all of them going out, and I knew they were all headed out to their trucks to get their phones to start to tweet it. And sure enough, when I looked on the tweeter, there it was. I saw Cliff Pettigrew's account. Steve Bozell says he gets a rod on. Well, shit.
Well, look, son, you contacted your attorney.
I contacted Dolores Blazingame, and she recommends a class action lawsuit against just those four guys.
Say that again?
I know. It sounds weird. A class action lawsuit is supposed to be representing however many, but this class action lawsuit doesn't it only represents one guy, me, against a class of people. These four, and in the lawsuit that she drew up, and I looked at the paperwork, this is a class of, for want of a better word, colloquially, assholes, and she put that in a legal document, too.
What are you talking about, man? Put that in there?
She put in asshole in a legal document.
Yeah, I mean, God, what was that about?
Well, I mean, everybody's a little bit stunned. Dolores did that.
Yeah.
When are you going to let us interview her?
It's not up to me. It's up to her.
Well, why doesn't she return a phone call?
She's a very busy woman. And, you know,
I have called that office a number of times to try to get an interview, not just for this show, but for my column. And I'm told, oh, Dolores would love to talk with you, Ms. Gray. Dolores would love to be on the Phil Henry Show. And do we get a call back? We don't.
All I can do is put in a request and say, look, the Henry Show wants to talk to you.
I know why she doesn't want to talk to us.
Why?
Because we'll nail her to the wall. We'll find out.
What are you talking about, man? You're talking about my attorney.
That's right. We'll nail her to the wall and find out why she's charging you all this money for retainer and why nothing ever gets done. Yeah, I see you still have that squirrel. What's up with that squirrel?
What about the squirrel?
You were supposed to get rid of that traveling squirrel. Didn't she sue it?
Yeah, she sued it. Okay, she tried to circ.
See, this is the mental illness that you have, Steve.
No, no, no. I know what you mean. No. We tried to serve the squirrel technically. We know this, no squirrel is going to be able to read a lawsuit. But technically, you've got to serve the papers, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you think I'm nuts?
Well, what do you think? You're trying to serve a squirrel? We're still hearing that squirrel. And Dolores hasn't done anything, whether you're serving the squirrel or not.
You know, it reminds me of a joke. You're either here to serve man, or you're here to serve God, or, you know.
Yeah, here to serve a squirrel.
I was going to do it, but I was going to do it better than that, but yes.
Okay, I tell you what, you go back to writing some jokes about traveling squirrels.
Mr. Henry, I'm trying to tell you that I am, you know, I got laughed at when I said I popped one.
Yeah, you popped a boner there in the Avengers.
Yeah, and I told Roy Hutchins, a man who I thought was a friend of mine.
You've sued that guy how many times?
Mr. Henry.
You've sued the guy how many times?
I don't know, about a half a dozen to 10 times.
10 times, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean...
And has that guy ever changed his tune? Has he ever changed his stripes? As they say, you know, a tiger doesn't change his stripes.
No, he's the same piece of
So...
I'm just telling you, I thought for once, I was so excited about the model in New York, and I went, hey, Roy, on the Avengers, can I tell you something? And you won't say anything. He said, yeah, sure. I said, when I see the Avengers, I pop one. I get a smidgen of one. And he goes, you mean like a boner? I go, yeah, I popped a pup tent here a week ago Tuesday. And before I even got out a week ago Tuesday, he's out of the garage.
You popped a boner a week ago?
Forget it, man.
You can't hang up on me.
I already know that I can't hang up on you.
There, we hung up on you. All right, folks, we will be back with more from Steve Bozell.
A lot of people want to know what's going on with Evan tonight.
They may want to know what's going on with that, and we'll let them know what's going on with that. But right now, you know, we've reached the end of the show. And to be honest with you, I don't know what else there is to report on that.
This guy gets a boner when he sees the Avengers, and some guy laughed at him, and now he's filing a lawsuit. It's going to end the way all of those lawsuits end. The thing's going to get thrown out of court. What are you looking at?
God, you're...
What are you talking about?
Never mind, bud. I agree with the general.
Well, yes, it's going to end the way all of those lawsuits end, thrown out of court because Steve is a mental midget, and everyone knows that.
Well, I mean, there's still an ass for the laugh.
Did a guy laugh at you since he just popped one?
Yeah, okay, man. You know, we should all be free to say, hey, you know, the Avengers, I got a hard-on when...
Well, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he just said that he got a pop tent.
All right, I tell you what.
This is the most childish, this is the most childish asshole conversation I've ever heard. And I'm a female. I know all of the women out there listening are saying to themselves, Jesus, Margaret, how can you stand it? How do you put up with it? And the answer is, I don't.
You all done?
I beg your pardon?
Are you all done? World-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'll do it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by a world-class dick brain...
Dick.
Asshole. Fucking.
Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California for Podcast One.